Honey, there's really nothing to worry about.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you guys. The wife says hi.
Ah, fun conversation.
Oh, well, she's just got this weird idea that, you know, just because you and I are alone, that something's going to happen.
Huh? Really? That be so terrible?
This is probably the wrong thing to be worrying about, but you're getting ham on my only tie. Whoa, back off, Missy.
Missy?
I don't know. I'm not used to girls making passes at me. Wait a minute. Am I sexy in Oklahoma?
You are to me.
No. 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 Look, I'm married.
So, I'm married.
I'm happily married.
Oh. What's that like?
Right, so I'm sorry, but...
Seriously? Happily married. So that phone call before, that was... happy?
Well, look, it's not easy to spend this much time apart, you know? She's entitled to be a little paranoid. Or, in this case, right on the money. Look, you know, she's amazing and beautiful and smart. And if she were here right now, she'd kick your ass. Look, you're a really nice person. Ham stealing and adultery aside. But what I have with my wife is pretty great. So nothing's ever going to happen between us.
Okay, let me ask you something. If what you and your wife have is so great, then why are you spending Christmas with me?
You are the most beautiful woman in the room tonight.
Really?
Are you kidding? You're the most beautiful woman in most rooms. Whoa, 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 what's going on? You and I just made out. You and I are making out?
Well, not anymore.
But we don't do that.
I know, I just thought it would be fun.
How drunk are you?
Drunk enough that I know I want to do this. Not so drunk that you should feel guilty about taking advantage.
That's a perfect amount.
You know what's weird?
What?
This doesn't feel weird.
I know.
You're a really good kisser.
Well, I have kissed over 4 women. You want to get under the covers?
Uh-huh. Okay. Wow, you are really fast.
It bodes well for me that speed impresses you.
We're going to see each other naked.
Yep.
You want to do it at the same time?
Count of 3.
1, 2, 3.
Well, I think it's safe to say that our friendship is effectively ruined.
Eh, we weren't that close anyway.
Yeah. So, are you really going to go out with that nurse man?
Well, you and I are just goofing around. I thought, why not just goof around with him?
You know, I don't know if you've ever looked up the term goofing around in the dictionary. Well, I have. And the technical definition is 2 friends who care a lot about each other and have amazing sex and just want to spend more time together. You know, but if you have this newfangled dictionary that gets you mad at me, then we have to, you know, get you my original dictionary. I am so bad at this.
I think you're better than you think you are.
Really? Okay. So, if...
Know when to stop.
You know, I sense that I should stop. So we're okay?
Yeah. Don't do the dance.
Right.
I get something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, here's something blue and new.
You We're so efficient. I love you.
Let's go.
No, wait. We need something old.
Okay. I have a condom in my wallet that I've had since I was 12.
That'll work.
I don't think so.
Okay. Now we just need something borrowed.
Here, just take this.
Stealing.
We'll bring it back. Just put it under your dress.
Aww.
Okay, one thing at a time.
Listen, I've been thinking, and it's not fair for me to ask you to spend all of your money on our wedding. I mean, you work really hard for that.
Yeah.
Well, you work for that.
Look, I thought about it too, and I'm sorry. I think we should spend all of the money on the wedding.
You do?
Yeah, I'm putting my foot down. Yeah, look, when I proposed, I told you that I would do anything to make you happy. And if having the perfect wedding makes you happy, then that's what we're going to do.
You're so sweet. Mm. Oh, but wait, what about the future and stuff?
Ah, forget about the future and stuff. So we only have 2 kids, you know? We'll pick our favorite, and that one we'll get to go to college.
You thought about that?
Yeah.
How many kids were we going to have?
4. A boy, 2 girls, and another boy.
What else did you think about?
Well, stuff like where we'd live, you know, like a small place outside the city where our kids could learn to ride their bikes and stuff. And, you know, we could have a cat that had a bell on its collar, and we could hear it every time it ran through the little kitty door. Of course, we'd have an apartment over the garage where Joey could grow old.
You know what? I don't want a big fancy wedding.
Sure you do.
No. I want everything that you just said. I want a marriage.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I love you so much.
I love you.
Really? You're not going to return it?
Well, not the second. Hey, look, you guys, it's snowing. Oh, wow, it's so beautiful.
Wow, it really is.
Oh. Wendy's a fat girl name.
Aren't we done with that?
Okay, fine. Let's talk about snow. Do you think it's snowing in Tulsa where my husband's having sex on a copying machine?
Hey!
Oh, my God.
Hey!
Oh.
Hey! Look at that! It's a Christmas miracle!
What are you doing here?
I wanted to be with you. I missed you so much.
Hey, who'd you miss the most?
Monica.
Gotcha.
I never want to leave you again.
But I thought if you left, you'd get fired.
Turns out they can't fire me. Because I quit.
What?
What? You really quit your job?
Yeah, it was a stupid job, and I could not stand leaving you. And why should I be the only one who doesn't get to do what he really wants to do?
Well, what do you really want to do?
I have not thought this through. I know. I should have talked to you first about it.
No, I think that this is what you want to do. I think it's great.
Thanks.
Chandler, your being here is the best Christmas present I could have ever imagined. Now give me my real gift.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here, pass those around.
Oh.
Oh, okay. A donation has been made in your name to the New York City Ballet. How did you know?
Are you kidding? I can't return this.
I thought it was time we started thinking about other people. And besides, this gift still says I love you guys.
Mine says to Lillian Myers.
I don't have a job. Actuary? No. Bookkeeper? No. Topless dancer? Hey, you know what I just realized? You are the sole wage earner. You are the head of the household. I don't do anything. I'm a kept man.
You are. Hey, here's $20. Why don't you go buy yourself something pretty while I'm at work tomorrow?